Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you very, very, very much. I appreciate everything. My name's Keith Teeny. I'm the host of New Media Central podcast. And this week I'm talking about getting a positive attitude about things. We have on this planet more of everything we need to live than we could possibly ever use. We worry about energy. There's tons of it. There's more petroleum than we can use in the next 100 years, even though there's people out there that say different things about that. We got it. And that doesn't even really matter because we're going to learn how to extract energy from the sun and other things, but mainly the sun. The sun, I mentioned this in the podcast, it sends so much energy to this planet every day that if we learn to harness it, which we will, we'll have an abundance of energy, so much so that everybody on the planet can use as much as they want all day, every day, and never worry about it. You don't have to worry about turning your furnace down or turning your air conditioner up. Just do it because it doesn't cost anything. But I'm talking about this because who are we going to vote for in the upcoming election in November? We have to vote for Donald Trump because he's going to get us from here to there. The world's on fire right now. Everybody has gone crazy and everybody is trying to kill one another, and we have enough explosives in this planet to kill the whole entire planet 20 times over. But my message on this one is just relax. We got it. We got everything we need. And the thing that causes all these problems is scarcity, or what we think might be scarcity. And there are actors out there who are trying to make things seem scarce so they can cash in on it. But we're not. We don't have scarcity. We have abundance. We have massive abundance of everything. Food, water, and energy. And when you got all that, you can create anything else you want. I mean, my podcast several months ago about a perfect future talks about nanobots that can create anything. Anything you can imagine with a little bit of dirt and a little bit of water. It's a chemical thing. It's an atomic thing. It's the atom, the level of the atom. These nanobots, once we get it figured out, can rearrange molecules so that they become whatever you want it to. So we need to just relax. And just have in place what we need to have in place to get us to that next level, including just being sensible. Be happy that we have all the stuff that we have, and know that we are going to have an abundance, a massive amount of everything that anybody could ever want. The rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting poorer. That'll change. That'll be 180 degrees from what it is right now. It'll change because there will be so much of everything. Nobody will have want. Nobody will want anything because they got it in abundance and massive amounts. And it will cause this planet to be peaceful. The thing that causes strife right now is, oh, I'm afraid I don't have enough. And this guy over here has got something that I want, so I got to pay him a lot of money for it. In the near future, it's not even that far off, we're going to have so much stuff for every person on the planet that we won't have to have any kind of wars or anything like that because we got everything we want. So just relax, vote Donald Trump into office so that we can get from here to there without getting dead in the meantime, and relax and be happy. Be so happy that we don't worry about things. So the world's on fire right now. It's crazy how tense everyone is. It's constant now. Somebody's doing this bad thing and somebody else is doing that bad thing. And it's the Republican nominee for president of the United States gets shot at. The person who's the Democratic nominee for president, Kamala Harris, is a total ditz. And they're propping her up like she's somebody, and she's nobody. She's zero. She can't put words together. It's tense everywhere. It's horrendously tense all over the world. People are going crazy. People, it's kind of like, oh, something really bad is around the corner. Something really bad is getting ready to happen. We all feel it. But it doesn't have to be that way. The reason that we have all this tenseness is because people are on this big money grab, and they think, oh, that guy's getting all that money. I need to get this money, and I won't be able to get it because it's so hard to get it now, and I want my share, and if
if I can't get it through regular channels, I'll just have to do bad things to get it. And nothing, there's nothing sacred that's going to prevent me from getting what I want. I want this and I want it now. I'm pissed off that people aren't letting me have it. So I'm going to be tense. And this guy over here is tense too. And everybody's tense. And that seems like a powder keg. It's getting ready to blow. And there's predictions from smart people who are saying 2024 is the year. This is bad. It's getting worse. And so much at stake. It doesn't have to be that way. I don't know. Actually, I do know that I can't put a salve on it by saying these words. But I'm going to anyway, just because I'm so certain that it doesn't have to be this way. We're in a stage of humanity where it's almost like we know too much for what we got. Forever and ever, humankind didn't really know much about what was going on except right around them, except for the past, you know, a couple hundred years. If you weren't in the tribe, nobody knew about anything else and nobody really cared. People who had carrier pigeons or whatever, then they could talk a little bit, and it took a long time to get information around about other people. And we're always curious. Humans are always curious. We want to know what's going on. And now suddenly, bam, in a few decades, I mean, a minuscule amount of time in the big picture, suddenly we know what's going on in every corner of the earth. All you got to do is get on the computer and look, and you can see stuff that's going on. You read stuff because communications has gotten so extraordinary that you know what's going on in every corner of the earth every second of the day. There's a 24-hour news cycle. All you got to do is turn on your TV or turn on your computer, and you know what's going on everywhere in the world. And some bad things happen, some good things happen, but it's human nature to look at the bad things. That's what inspires us. That's what gets our attention. And it's because we're, even though we've evolved to where we are right now with all the communications and all the knowledge, we're still the animal that we were back in caveman days. And
is it the amygdala?
I don't know. It's the fight or flight part of our brain that still has to be worried about the bad stuff. So our brain automatically focuses on the bad stuff. We want the good stuff, and we can enjoy the good stuff, but we always have to be worried about the bad stuff. There's always a creature bigger than us coming up behind us, and we got to be careful. We have to look around all the time, and we're expecting bad stuff. And so when you expect bad stuff happens. And when the whole world is doing that because of communications and the internet, we know too much. We know way too much. And that's a good thing, though. It could be, and it will be. It's going to be excellent. We can communicate with everybody on the earth instantaneously. But right now, because the way that history has gotten us here, it's still scary. But it doesn't have to be. If we focus on what has been going on, and if you could put it on a chart, how we've gotten better at everything. It seems like sometimes we're getting worse, but if you charted the good things that were happening to people, you can see the curve. It goes up on an XY-axis chart. As it goes to the right, it's curving up. It's constant. It keeps doing it, which means we're getting better and better, but we still are afraid. We're afraid that it's a zero-sum game, and for me to get ahead, I'm going to have to take it from somebody else. And it's not. I've talked about this many times where it's not a zero-sum game. You add value. And when you add value, everybody gets better. And that's why on that chart that tracks how humans are getting better at the good stuff, having luxuries and creature comforts, 100 years ago, they couldn't even imagine it. It's like in the last 100 years. The average human lifespan has doubled. The average per capita income has tripled. Childhood mortality rates has gone down 10 times. Kids aren't dying in early ages now. Kids are making it good, and we're living longer, and we make more money. Other things is good, you know, like adjusted for inflation in the last 100 years, the cost of food has gone down 10 times. It's much easier to go get your food now than it used to be. The cost of electricity has gone down 20 times. Cost of transportation has gone down 100 times. Used to be really hard to get from here to there. Now it's pretty easy, and it doesn't cost much. Cost of communications, the thing I was talking about, where we know what's going on with everybody because we communicate, It's gone down 1,000 times. It used to be hard, like I said, to get a message from here to there. It was either impossible or very expensive. Now you can do it for nothing. It's free. Most people in the world, not everybody, but most people in the world now have electricity. They have water. They have toilets. They have refrigerators, televisions, mobile phones, air conditioning. They have cars. There's energy abundance, and there's food abundance. I know it seems like sometimes, we're running out of energy. We're in big trouble. No, we got plenty of fossil fuels. We've got plenty of petroleum to last four decades, and that doesn't even really matter. And I'm going to get into that a little bit more here in a minute. And we also have more food than we've ever had. We know how to grow it better. We know how to grow large amounts of it better than ever before. A lot of people are eating that used to not be. There's still people that are missing meals now and again, and there's people that are starving, and that's sad. But that number is getting much, much smaller all the time. We got more food, and we're getting it to more people. And if you think about it, you know, 100 years ago, the wealthiest people, the rulers on the planet, the elite in the last century, they could have never dreamed of such luxuries that we have today. And it just keeps getting better all the time. If you see the chart that describes global economic growth, it's going up all the time, and it's going up faster all the time. We're doing good. We're doing really good. We got to keep that in mind. We got to remember that, because even though it feels like we're doing bad, because we know so much more than we ever knew before about everything that's going on, we focus on the bad stuff, and it seems like, oh, no, it's scary. We're going to not have good times anymore. This powder keg is going to explode. It could. There's enough nukes that we could blow up the world 20 times. We're not going to, because we're humans. We've lasted this long. We figure out how to do it. Stuff is going on all the time that makes it even better still. We got robotics that we never had before. We've got nanorobotics. I described that in my Perfect Future podcast that I had out several months ago. I mean, this is stuff that's happening right now. We have synthetic biology that helps a lot of things. For instance, water pollution. We're going to have man-made things that clean up the water and clean up the air, and it's going to be better. We have 3D printing. It's fairly new. You can make anything. You can make a gun with 3D printing. It's crazy. We have digital medicine. It could be the best medicine on the planet. If it weren't for the money grab and people doing stupid stuff to get rich, the healthcare, the medicine that we have in this world would just be astounding. We have artificial intelligence coming. It's here now, but it's going to get better, and people are afraid of artificial intelligence. Oh, the machines are going to take over and kill humans because they're going to decide that humans are not worth having around and they are too expensive to have around, so they're just going to get rid of them. No. If you listen to some people, that could happen. It's possible. But we are humans, and that's what makes that not likely, because we overcome everything that comes along. Everything that's come along so far, we've overcome, and we keep getting more people on the planet, and all the people that are on the planet have better life. And it just keeps going up, and it's going to continue going up. It's not all of a sudden going to stop. It seems like it. This powder keg is going to blow. It seems like it. I feel it in my soul, it seems like, sometimes, that, oh, man, bad things are going to happen. But we have to be positive. That's the thing. That's the key right now. Think about all this great stuff that's going on. We have water. Everybody's worried, oh, all the water on this planet's going to be polluted. We won't have any water to drink. The planet's 70% water. It's the water planet. There's tons and tons of water. Well, you can't drink it. Yeah, you can. There are things, desalination plants, that turn salt water, ocean water, seawater into drinkable water. There's a one out in Carlsbad, California. It's a desalination plant. It's called an SWRO, Seawater Reverse Osmosis. It's making 54 million gallons of drinking, clean drinking water per day from seawater. And that's just one. It's a massive percentage of the water that they have there that they used to not have. Just all of a sudden, I think it's over 10% more water than they had before. If you build 10 of those, they're expensive, and they're big, and they use electricity, but they're getting better. Like everything else, they're getting better. These desalination plants, they're making them so they use a fraction of the energy they used to separate the water out. And If you had 10 of those in Southern California, bam, that massive problem that they have down there with
a drought where they have
no water, it's gone. I know it's expensive and it takes a while to build them. So what? We got plenty of water for right now to get us by. Then when we get all this other stuff in place, then we got water for eternity, drinkable water for eternity on this planet. It's not a problem. We have abundance of water on this planet. Humans need water to live. We got tons of it, gazillions of gallons of it, and we can make it drinkable. Right now, there's big concern over water because, and don't quote me on these percentages, but it's only like 4 or 5% of the water on this planet is drinkable right now, the way it sits. But we can make it drinkable. We have the technology. Technology has improved so that we can do this, and we can. It's already happening.
They're popping up all over the world and here in our country in San Diego, California.
They have a desalination plant that's making drinkable water, and the people there are drinking it, and it's not hurting them. It's helping them a lot. And we just build a bunch more of those, and suddenly we don't have a water problem anymore. Same thing with energy. This planet has more crude oil than we could use in over 100 years. Some of the specialists out there say, well, there's only 50 years worth. But that's what they have for proven reserves. They keep finding it all the time. Technology gets better all the time, and they keep finding more of it. And in addition to that, the old oil wells, they go back to them after they thought they were all dry and everything. They're full again. You start pumping that again. And it's a finite amount. It definitely is. But we got enough to last for at least 50 years and maybe indefinitely. But that doesn't matter because we're not going to count on petroleum forever. We got plenty to get us over this hump of getting renewables. But in the meantime, while we're waiting for the technology on renewables to get good enough that we can produce enough electricity that we don't need petroleum anymore, we got plenty. It's not going to take that much longer to get it. We already have solar and wind and many different ways to get energy. Our sun washes the earth with more energy than 44 million large power plants every day. Every day the sun sends that energy to this planet. We don't know how to get it yet, but we're working on it and we're getting better every day. And that line on that chart just keeps going up and up and up because we're getting better. So we're going to have more energy than we know what to do with. We already do. We just don't know how to harness it. It's a matter of being able to use what we have available to us. It's not a matter of availability. It's our ability to capture it. And we'll figure it out. We always do. The humankind is magical in figuring stuff out. And we'll figure this out. We'll have more energy than we know what to do with. We'll have more water than we know what to do with. If you have those things and you have food, which we're getting better at all the time also, it's good. It's all good. We're in a place in human history right now where things are looking not so good because we're in a transition time. We're transitioning from this planet with not so many people on it with natural resources in such abundance that we could never even think about using them to a point where we got a lot of people on this planet now, and the natural resources that we have and the way that we get them in the past isn't working for the number of people we have, but technology will come about. I mean, it's already happening. The technology will come about that will allow us to get way more than what we need. Abundance is going to be everywhere on everything. Scarcity is man-made for the purposes of massive revenue. It's the thought of scarcity that causes all the problems that we have today. There are people who are restricting energy, for instance, because they're making a killing at it. It's a resource that they have some control over that we all need. But what's going to happen is technology will come along. They won't be able to stop it along forever. They're trying right now. They don't want anybody to get the money that they're getting from petroleum. They want it all for themselves. But it's going to happen whether they want it to or not. We're going to get better at it. There's going to be people coming up with ideas that they can't stop that will allow us to have all the energy we need. And when that happens, those people that are right now reaming us by restricting energy are going to go away. I mean, they'll go away happy probably because they're multi-gazillionaires and their families will be rich for eternity probably. but they won't need it anymore, and that's good. They won't restrict it anymore, and we'll have all the energy we need. We're going to get past it, and we'll have everything we need, all the abundance of everything that we need as humans to live and be comfortable and healthy and happy. And it's going to happen whether anybody wants it to or not. We're humans. We do stuff. We get better at things. We have to have positive attitudes, each one of us, because it helps in that regard. If everybody has a positive attitude, we know. We don't worry about it. We know things are going to get better. We know there's going to be plenty of everything for everybody. And we won't have to worry about bad people doing bad things to create massive amounts of wealth for themselves. Everybody's going to have it available to them. The reason that they can get wealthy right now is because they have something that we don't have and that we need, and they're selling it to us at outrageous prices. In the future, we won't have to worry about that. Everybody will have everything they need. So the message here is just relax. Think positive about the near future and distant future. We don't have to worry so much about who gets elected and what crazy zealot is going to try to kill us. We just have to have faith. We have to think positively and have faith in humanity and vote for Donald Trump so that we can get there in one piece.